I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. So a lot of things to think about over the weekend. Did a little bit of work here in the office. Worked on a beta TV show that was on Facebook. Did a lot of things to keep me busy. But believe me, I even did laundry. Had time to do laundry over the weekend. And it was difficult because I had to have my friend, and he always helps me. I had Lucian help me out. And the reason why is because lifting laundry was horrible because you can't breathe. And the air here is terrible. Well, it was 555 AQI, which means hazardous. And it's been this way. And we thought we were going to get some relief tonight with a rainstorm, but apparently the rainstorm has been moved to Thursday. So we've got another 3 or 4 days of having all of this hanging on us. And, you know, it's interesting because if I don't look at the fog, smog, or whatever you want to call it, this mixture of smoke in the air, if I don't look at it, I don't think about it. But if I look at it, I get panicky. It's like claustrophobia and paranoia, which, you know, it's been said that paranoia, not the clinical kind, but of course the cultural kind, may be well in our natural religion. Right? You'll get the national religion right now is paranoia. But see, the thing about paranoia is, you know, every nation, regardless of where you are, they're paranoid. They're paranoid that something is waiting in the wings to attack or to destroy or to harm. And it's always simmering in the background. And people always say, you know, they're saying to me, Clyde, you know, I know something's going to happen. Something's going to go down. And I'm thinking, well, what about all the stuff that's going down now? See, I think that when people say, I think something's about to go down, I think what they're telling you is, I think something's about to go down where I'm not going to be able to handle it. That's what it has to be. Because stuff's going down right now. I mean, we're in the middle of it right now. And when you look at the paranoia that comes with it, paranoia boils over frequently. And in times of social change and stress, with many, you know, the politicians getting up and saying things and scientists saying this or that, and they keep saying, well, you know, we're edging closer to doomsday. And you know, if they're going to tell you that, because it just reminds me of what Michael Crichton said about, you know, if somebody in authority is telling you you're going to die, if they tell you, oh, by the way, you're going to die, chances are you're going to die. You're going to find a reason to be afraid of death, or you're going to be neurotic and you're going to die. So that's why it bothers me when you have scientists and politicians, or you have politicians saying, well, you don't question this because it's science. Well, okay. You know, then don't blame me if I'm on on edge. Don't blame me if I feel annoyed. Don't blame me if I bark at you like I'm an angry dog. I mean, it's like I said before, there's this movie I did. I was in this movie, this independent film called Word Speaker. And in it, the protagonist says, a fish out of water can't be expected to act like a fish. And that's exactly the way I feel right now. I feel like a fish out of water, you know, having to deal with not being able to breathe in my own city. I got told today that a lot of the smoke has now made it to Massachusetts. So, and of course, there are a lot of people out there that, you know, will send things to me via Facebook. And they'll say things like, well, you know, everything you said has not happened. Nothing you said is real. Nothing you said is true. It's because they act all sophisticated. And they act as though they're above it all. And it's just, well, I don't have any hysteria going on in my world. You know, I'm not hysteric. I'm not whatever. You know, and I'm just thinking, yeah, you know, you can say that. But I bet you that you're chilled to the bone with a little bit of paranoia. Because those who are paranoid are educated. I think those who are, I mean, you know, those who will tell you that they're not paranoid, I don't buy it. I don't. But I mean, even if it's clear that somebody isn't out to get them or deceive them, you can still feel paranoid, right? You can still feel like that something is out there, something's, you know, waiting to pounce. And like I said, it's not about whether or not something big is going to happen. It's something big that's going to put you out. Because, I mean, COVID-19 is that something big. It killed more people than 9-11 did. It's killed more people than 9-11. At least that's what we're told. And on 9-11, remember, we were talking about on 9-11, they had 911,000 people died worldwide of COVID-19. 19 million recoveries, right? 19th anniversary. I mean, all the numbers, remember we talked about that? And so you kind of add the numbers together and you pick it apart and you think about it in your head and you're saying, you know, we feel like we're in the apocalypse. I mean, every day, like I say, business as usual in the apocalypse, and business is, well, a little scary right now. I mean, look, for many months I've been telling all of you about all types of things that are apocalyptic in nature. And looking around, you have to ask yourself if this is the apocalypse, if we're living in it right now, if it's happening now. I mean, to say that these are strange times, that's an understatement, right? That perilous times, in these trying times. You hear it all over, you know, in these unprecedented times. And I'm thinking, can we like go through one commercial that doesn't sound like a public service announcement telling us, oh, by the way, if you come to us, you'll be safe. We wash our hands. We do this. We do this. It's like you should have done it before. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to Burger King where they don't wash their hands, where they don't use, you know, common sense. So 2020, I was just talking to a driver, a Lyft driver, and he was saying that 2020 is a bad year. And I said, yeah, I said to say it hasn't been difficult, or to say it's been a difficult year, would be an understatement. We're in a global pandemic right now that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. We have a financial crisis looming. We have high unemployment levels, toxic tribalism going on, whether it be politics or Black Lives Matter or something else. We got dogs and cats sleeping together. You know, really apocalyptic stuff going on. I mean, there's no denying that society is facing some serious problems as we doom scroll through our news feeds. Do you do that? I do that every day. I wake up and I'm looking at my phone and I do something called the doom scroll. And I'm just looking for all the doom and gloom and doom that I can find. And then I take it and I bookmark it and I send it to myself so I can read it when I get to the office. So yeah, it's called the doom scroll. You guys do it. I do it. You do it? Yeah, you do it. Yeah, the doom scroll. And so if you're doing the doom scroll every day, you know, you might feel as if it's the end of the world. You know, it's the end of the world as we know it. But do you feel fine? That's what I want to know. Do you feel? No, I'm coughing. I am coughing like a maniac. And it's hard to breathe. I don't know if it's important to, you know, to bring this up. But, okay, you know what 2020 is? 2020 is like this. Okay, there's this joke that I want to tell you. There were two golfers making a bet on their match. And one says, I'll bet you, but you've got to give me two gotchas. And the partner is playing with him and says, what's a gotcha? He says, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the two gotchas, whatever you want, right? And so then, when he's just about to tee off, his opponent grabs him hard by the crotch and says, gotcha! And his post-round excuse for losing was, did you ever play 18 holes waiting for the second gotcha? That's how 2020 feels. It's like he was waiting for the second gotcha, and he never had it happen to him. So this is planet Earth, okay? Planet Earth is ready for the next gotcha. They're waiting for that gotcha, waiting for another space on the apocalyptic bingo card to be filled. So what's it going to be? We've used up heat waves, high winds, wildfires, early winters, 24-hour nights, murder hornets. I mean, what else could go down, right? What else is going on? Oh, life on Venus. We'll talk about that probably tomorrow. But yeah, they were saying that maybe life on Venus. So let's see. Most of this has been virtually housebound since mid-March. Being indoors in any other environment than your own is taboo, so you got to be careful if you go to restaurants or bars. When you do go out, you have to wrap yourself in enough protective masking to both keep this insidious virus from preying on you while also allowing yourself to barely get enough airflow to keep from keeling over. So, yeah. You know, the theme for 2020 should be, I can't breathe, because that's exactly what it is. You just can't breathe anymore. The air is foul. Fires raging in the West. Smoke has filled the air, making air quality unbreathable. 500 and some odd AQI. That's very high. Murder hornets are now being replaced by mosquitoes that are literally attacking animals in swarms and killing them. I was reading about that the other day. I mean, I can't even create these scenarios in some of my nightmares. I mean, the apocalypse we seem to be in right now at this moment, right now, I mean, the sky outside is so smoky. This morning I woke up to a shade of orange, okay? The other night, there was a large roiling cloud of smoke highlighted with the sun looking like that approach of the mothership in Independence Day, which, of course, made me wonder if the next thing coming is an alien invasion. And that would be something, wouldn't it? Of course it would. And I noticed, you know, the color of the sky mostly is like a Sherwin-Williams palette color chart. but the color would be rejected out of hand for any project short of Halloween decorations. That's how bad it is. And then there's the haze that makes it all look as though the monsters from the movie The Mist would come soon knocking on your door asking if they could borrow a cup of your blood and maybe use your eyeballs for jawbreakers. That is what's going on where I'm at. I mean, I look at the air quality indicators. They tell me conditions are unacceptable. And I've always thought of that as a description that leaves little room for compromise. Now, after making a stink about wearing a mask, it's all I have to do to keep the particulate from getting into my lungs. I have to wear one now. So with the sun blacked out, everything feels like a fridge. It's not terribly cold, but just cold enough to make you feel like you're in the midst of nuclear winter. And of course, the ash falling from the sky doesn't help. The scenery looks like something out of Stranger Things. It's as if I'm in the Upside Down and I have to go find Barb. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like I'm looking for Barb. Where's Barb? She's buried somewhere in this mist somewhere. I don't know. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.